This research project was a collaboration between myself from Bethel University and then three of my Norwegian colleagues from Diakonova University College in Oslo, Norway. And I'd like to recognize Kari Glavin, Dr. Glavin, who is one of my collaborators. And I'd also like to recognize Dr. Linda Olsen-Keller, because she, along with her colleague from Minnesota, were the initiators of the development of the cornerstones that came out of Minnesota. So we have her to thank for having this idea to do some research on. And we don't have any relationships to disclose. So the research question that we looked at is, how do the cornerstones of public health nursing used by public health nurses in Norway compare with the cornerstones used by public health nurses in the United States? And to answer the question, what are the cornerstones of public health nursing? They describe the values and beliefs that are foundational to the practice of public health nursing. They are the synthesis of the disciplines of public health as well as nursing, and they are grounded in practice and literature. And so the cornerstones really answer the question, why do public health nurses do what they do? Whereas the intervention wheel answers the question, what do public health nurses do? So these are the eight cornerstones that resulted out of the process that began in Minnesota. At the time, Linda Olsen-Keller and Sue Stroshine worked for the Department of Health in Minnesota, the Department of Minnesota Health. And they worked with public health nurses across the state, with public health nurse consultants, as well as reviewing all the literature on the values and beliefs foundational public health nursing, and then used a consensus approach to come up with these eight cornerstones. And so they deal with things that are just very foundational to what public health nurses are concerned about, focusing on the health of entire populations, looking at community priorities, looking at establishing caring relationships. Our work is grounded in social justice. We think about working with families, communities, systems holistically. We use epidemiological evidence. We collaborate to get things done. And of course, we work under the authority of the Nurse Practice Act. So the methodology we used, we used both an analysis of the literature as well as focus groups with Norwegian public health nurses. So I'll talk about the literature analysis first. We used a very similar process to identify the cornerstones of Norway as was used originally in Minnesota. So the literature, we looked at public health nursing education articles, about public health nursing education in Norway, Norwegian guidelines for well baby clinics and school health services, government reports, articles about nursing practice, specifically public health nursing practice, and then English articles that were written about Norwegian public health nursing practice as well as about Norwegian health policies. So the analysis of the English literature resulted in a number of similar themes to the cornerstones. The focus on prevention of disease and promotion of health was one of them. Looking at health involves the well-being of the whole person. So living conditions, social relations, and self-mastery. And then partnership was also emphasized in the literature, partnership with individuals, community, both private and public sectors, which is very similar to our collaborative approach. And then a caring relationship was very much important, as well as the idea that public health nurses work independently. So these were fairly similar to our cornerstones developed in the U.S. There were a couple of themes that had some similarity, but also had much greater emphasis in Norway. And one of them was the governmental responsibility for influencing the health of populations and reducing inequality. And so it was really viewed as the responsibility of government to make this happen. And then also empowerment of individuals and families was a pretty important. In looking at the analysis of the Norwegian literature written in Norwegian, also health promotion, disease prevention came through, but mostly with a focus on well child and school health. And so it was looking at children, parents, adolescents, young adults. And in Norway, did not encompass all ages. Then also holistic care, thinking about psychosocial, physical, social environment, nutrition and activity were all part of that. Collaboration, looked at family, society, and the healthcare system. And then universal access to health services. The articles would talk about, and the standards would talk about, the right to health care, the reduction of inequality, the respect for human rights was very much emphasized in Norwegian literature. And then empowerment of individuals and families, words like coping ability, decision-making competence, and self-care management, interpreted or translated from Norwegian into English, came through. And so overall, in looking at the Norwegian emphasis, my Norwegian colleagues found that there had been a change over the years in focusing from hygiene and prevention of infection to and diseases to health promotion, and that focusing on positive, optimal function rather than looking for weakness and negative function. And they came up, I think, with some really fun words about community nurses who thrive, describe them as having vitality for their work, having zest, feelings of for their vocation related to joy, happiness, enthusiasm, and dedication, so, and also having a calling defined by feelings of mission and a purpose. So you get kind of a feeling for what public health nurses feel that they are all about in that. Okay, so that's the literature, and then the methodology was to do focus groups in three practice settings with family health nurses, with school health nurses, and with home care nurses. And educationally in Norway, the family health nurses and school nurses had a public health nursing education a year beyond the baccalaureate three-year program. And so they had a certificate in public health nursing, whereas the home care nurses had the three-year baccalaureate undergraduate degree. So there is a difference there in the nurses in each group. We had two meetings with each group. The first meeting, the first focus group, focused on asking about their values and beliefs that guided their practice. And then the second meeting gave them the U.S. cornerstones and asked them to reflect on the meaning for their practice of those cornerstones. So here are some of the questions that really parallel the questions that were used in the development of the cornerstones in the U.S. that came out of Minnesota, asking about passion for public health nursing, why people stay, what it brings to you, the whole idea of social justice, ask them to share a practice example that they had experienced, changes that happened in their community regarding that influenced public health, looking at holistic health, the whole idea of caring, and then what did they see as the largest health threat to their user group. So those were some of the questions that were asked. The second focus group simply gave them the list of the eight cornerstones that were developed. And so looking at the demographics, there were 19 total nurses represented in the groups. And you can see the age range there, 34 to 65, a big range in experience. And then you can see the demographics between the family health nurses, school nurses, and home care nurses. And if you look at the demographics, you can see that the home care nurses are a little younger and have probably a little less experience. But I think looking at the public health nurses, some of those numbers seem similar to what we're experiencing in the U.S., I think, in terms of demographics. So our results, these are really preliminary results. We are going to do a more in-depth analysis that looks at themes that come out across all the questions. But what we did was, for this presentation, select four of the questions to give you an idea of how the nurses respond to those. So FHN is family health nurse, SN school nurse, and HCN is home care nurse. So in regard to the response to do you have a passion for public health nursing, the family health nurses responded that the passion for their work is to make good families and good parents. And to make good parents, we need to build a good relationship in order for our children to have the best possible living conditions. For the school nurse, It was about helping school children, adolescents, and families to improve their health. And for the home care nurse, the relationship was with the patient is passion, meet the patient at home. Now, for Norwegian nurses, meet the patient at home doesn't mean just being in the home or the location. Meet the patient is all about the relationship in being present. That's how, after my experience in Norway, I was there for a Fulbright in 2005, doing some research for 4.5 months, and that's how I would interpret meet the patient, is really being present with the patient. So you can see from these responses, you know, it's about good health and it's about relationships. That seems to be the essence in regard to the passion for public health nursing. Then we also looked at the question about the importance of the concept of social justice. And this particular concept, you can see in the responses, it's just a part of society. It's just a part of society. Social justice is in the system. It's to give extra where you need it. We give extra where it's necessary. And, of course, showing caring and empathy and respect. And then the home health care nurse, social justice is embedded in the society, embedded in the society. Home nurses are the patient's advocate. So this is a theme that came through very strong in terms of the cornerstone. And then, of course, holistic health. I think this is very much a part of the way that nurses think about their work in Norway. They all talked about holistic thinking and used that word translated from Norwegian. And I found in my time in Norway and also reading other articles about other public health issues that psychosocial nursing in for the work of the public health nurse is very strongly emphasized. So I think this is very much a part of Norwegian public health nurses. And then the last question I'm going to talk about is, who do you see as, should be, as the largest health threat to your user group? And for the family health nurse, they said that parents value their choices, like having a expensive house is important, so the work goes in front of being with their child. So they were concerned about parent values, thinking that having a good expensive house was more important than spending time with their children. The school nurse talked about stress and loss of meaning. You know, this again is about relationships, being concerned about relationships. And also with the home health care nurse, loneliness is the largest threat to the group. You know, thinking about the Norwegian elders and people at home being alone. So these were four questions, and so if we take a preliminary look at how this connects with the U.S. cornerstones, there certainly are some similarities. Some are emphasized more, and some have certain emphases. If we look at focus on the health of entire populations, we can see that for the family health and school nurses, that they really are focused on families, children, and adolescents, whereas the home care nurse is looking at patients and relatives. So they have different populations that they're focused on. So one public health nurse does not really look at the entire population, but just the population that they focus on. Certainly reflects on community priorities and needs, was very similar. And then establishing caring relationships. I think for the Norwegian nurses that were a part of the focus group, probably was mostly on the individual and you know, family level. But I also think that for public health nurses in the U.S., we write this cornerstone as caring for communities, and we look at working and focusing on communities. But I think a lot of nurses think about individuals and families. So I think, you know, that's something we all can work on, thinking about how we care for communities. Okay, and the rest of the cornerstones came across fairly similar as to the U.S. cornerstones. I think this first one, grounded in social justice, is extremely important and very much an emphasis in Norway. I mean, we use the language here and we speak to it, but we are not united as a country. on social justice, whereas in Norway, the country is united on social justice. And so that's just taken for granted and assumed by all the public health nurses. And of course, the last one, they have a different law in Norway. They don't have the Nurse Practice Act, but they do have a law for healthcare personnel that they follow. So similarities and differences, there are a lot of similarities, as you have seen. The main difference has to be that is that they have different target groups depending on the population they serve. And of course, health services are free of charge for the individual, paid by the taxes that everybody pays. It's universal, and so that's different. But if we put all the three groups, home care nurses, school nurses, public health nurses together, there are really many, many similarities.